We have around 16 patients on the accident that happened. Among the 16, we have four that were seriously injured, really. One of them was a penetrating chest injury. And we have around four, we are having compound fractures, and they bled heavily. These were the four patients that were seriously ill. Apart from that, we're having around the other, the total is around 16. I couldn't remember the details all, but we have the rest were okay. They were not having minor fractures, and they were stable. But the four were seriously injured.
Well, saying you receive all those 16 patients, how many women are among them or children among them?
Most of them are male, but we have one old lady who is among the victims. His name is Salwell. And we couldn't expect a female lady to be shot, and she's something in her 60s or something, shot in her right knee. But she's okay now. The youngest patient is around 18 of age, so most of them were young patients, only this old female.
Well, doctor, among those have you been given a treatment, do you have any difficulties in medication or other thing that you are lacking that could not make your treatment successful?
You know, Mother Teresa's hospital, the main hospital in Tuyi State, we're having some limitation. Okay, I'm a surgeon around. I'm willing to deal with all these emergencies, but there are some limitations. For example, if I have a fracture, open fracture, I need to put an external fixator to stabilize the fracture. And for a later, any open wound, we need how to fix it externally. This is not here. That is not available here. And we also have limited fluids, we have limited suture material, a lot of things that need to be addressed, really. But we talk with the state government and the country's large and how to address these issues. But we have limited suture material, we have limited, we can deal with orthopedic emergencies here. Only we do the emergency debridement and put some plaster, and that's it.
After all, now you have those patients whom you have no material to fix their problems. Where are you taking them?
You know, we have around four patients that really need further intervention. The four of them, they need orthopedic attention, and one of them need cardiothoracic surgeon assessment and CT chest. This is not available here in Kurale, not even in Wau. This patient need to go to Juba at least to have CT chest. And we have around four patients with open fractures and intra-articular fractures. This patient needed to be assessed by orthopedic surgeon, and they need internal fixation or external fixation. Unfortunately, we don't have them here in Turale, and I think also there is no orthopedic surgeon in Wau. The only way is in Juba. Or if those of IRC, I think they are well equipped to deal with this. And I think they stayed and look. I'm not in a position to talk about all this detail, but the state and the hospital administration, they are doing their best to address this issue with the NGOs or the ICRC to how to address these issues.
Well, doctor, seeing these are gunshot wounds, what type of wounds have you experienced from there? Are they using AK-47 or heavy weapons?
You know, one of the patients, really, the wound was so big, almost 8 centimeter or 9 centimeter of both tibia and fibula, the bone of the leg are removed completely. I don't think AK-47 can do that injuries. One of them is not an AK-47. I think it's something else. A heavy artillery, not an AK-47. But most of them are having AK-47 injury.
Thank you very much for speaking to Radio Maria, Doctor. And I would like to hear a message of appeal from you as a doctor. What is your position in this condition?
Really, we need peace. We don't want people to fight and kill each other and injure each other. The country is in need every person, every blood to serve this country. And I'd here address both sides that they should thing in the right way. Okay, there are problems, but they need to address it at a local level, and blood should not be shed, and people not should suffer. And apart from that, we are asking our the state and the federal minister of health to help in giving good consignment to the hospital here so that they can deal with emergencies like this. Since our hospital is a small hospital, we cannot manage to have this mass trauma. And I'm the only surgeon working, and we're having only clinical officers and a surgeon, so it's a really tough time.